Hello, this is Ricky Reynolds. Welcome to the Season 2 first episode of Talking Owls 86. Today's episode will be about transforming our world, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development from the United Nations, specifically the Goal 13, Take Urgent Action to Combat Climate Change and Its Impacts. Our participants today are Cynthia Alvidres, who will ask some questions and give her point of view as well, Teacher Susana Morales, Teacher Soco Vélez, who is participating for the first time, and she knows a lot about this topic, and last but not least, student Celeste Alicano, who has participated in most of our episodes. So let's get this started and go ahead with the questions.
The first question is, what climate change have you observed or lived in recent years?
I have seen a significant increase in temperature in the summer and spring seasons, as well as changes in rainy seasons. It's important to inform society about the problems that climate change entails. Reduce CO2 emissions from factories, repopulate forests and jungles to reduce the Earth's temperature. I will propose using natural resources responsibly, reduce the use of polluting vehicles, increase the use of alternative energy sources instead of hydrocarbons.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me here today. There's been more and more droughts in Chihuahua. I remember when I was a child in my granny's house in the country near Cuauhtémoc, the rains were always on time for the crops. The streams would run beautifully and there were fireflies all over the place. The smell of wet soil was amazing. Now those farmlands are dry and producing nothing. No rain comes and no corn, beans or oatmeal is produced anymore. It's really, really sad.
Well, I think that the main thing that we can see is the weather changing. For example, this year and some past years, we've seen some pretty hot summers and way colder winters that we had seen 10 years ago. The weather is becoming more and more extreme.
I have seen that here in Chihuahua, we experience extreme weather during summer and winter, so that is a result of climate change. The second question today is, well, mention at least three actions you have noticed people in general or government have done related to prevent or solve climate change.
Well, I've seen news about organizations and people planting trees in hot places to regulate the temperature. There is too some kind of architecture that helps to cool down the buildings and the streets. There are a lot of countries, especially in Europe, that use clean energies to avoid the pollution too. And there is an organization that uses a boat to pick up the trash in the ocean. That is to avoid more pollution.
Basically, what I've seen is policies, programs, information, but sadly, all of these haven't been widely spread among the community. There are more like political policy speeches and part of educational programs for schoolers, but never get to everyone. There should be re-elections and awareness for people to take part in it.
Well, carbon taxes, number two. Many governments have begun investing in low-emission alternatives to fossil fuels called renewable energy technologies. And three, maybe some governments have tried to control pollution from vehicles. And our final and third question or topic to discuss are, can you please give me three personal ideas that help prevent climate change?
Well, I would suggest that it was mandatory for everyone to separate trash, to compost, and mandatory workshops for neighborhoods where families can learn and work together to create and preserve green areas and botanical gardens where children can learn and elder people can enjoy them. Also, it is necessary for industries to be really committed to the environment by being responsible with their emissions and water use. Laws should be enforced and penalties should be really applied to violators.
Carpool to your school, workplace, and home. Encourage your friends, family, and co-workers to reduce their carbon pollution. And number two, install solar panels. Some people keep money to buy a car or go on a trip, so I consider people can keep money for solar panels. This way you can help the planet. And number three, in order to reduce your food's carbon footprint, you should buy local and seasonal food. This way can help reduce fossil fuel emissions associated with transport and cold chain storage.
Well, I think that a great idea that I saw is to buy meat from individual farmers instead of big enterprises. That helps to prevent some of the greenhouse gases that are caused by the meat production. I think that it is a way more clean to get our meat, and well, if we eat meat, to cover our nutritional needs. Another thing that I can propose is to use more clean energies. Obviously, if it's in our possibilities, we can put some solar panels or, well, look for some alternatives. And finally, I can propose using more clean ways of transportation. I know that it's sometimes hard to move in a bicycle or public transport, but if we can avoid it, it is worth it to not use our cars to get everywhere. Who knows? Maybe we can even get a new healthy habit.
Thank you very much to everyone for sharing your thoughts on this important topic. Just a final comment to finish today's episode. Do you know there is a clock that shows how much time is left before continuous CO2 emissions lock in at least 1.5 degrees of global warming? Well, it is called Tic-Tac and it is in New York. Today, the time left on the clock falls under 6 years. In other words, if people keep pumping out roughly the same amount of CO2 pollution over the next 5 years or so, we will no longer be able to limit climate change to just 1.5 degrees of warming. So if that happens, we won't have enough food to feed all humans, and we will have lots of life lost. The best day to have taken action was yesterday. Thank you. Wait for the next episode.